Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my manifest prosperity for the month of July. And we're going to talk about debt. We're going to play a little game called the Goodbye Debt Game. It's a game I invented for my Divine Money program some years back. So I'll be giving you some tips and insights as to how to say goodbye to a piece of debt in your life. If you are looking for a coach, you are ready to up-level your finances, feel more secure, feel more alive, feel more like you, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I offer a single session as well as packages. Consider the up-level intuitive coaching package. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay. Goodbye, debt. So this week's lesson will be focused on manifesting the cash to pay off or pay down a specific debt. Debt can easily become a burden, but we want to shift our perspective around that and see debt as an opportunity. We want to see debt as an experience you had. We want to see debt as just an aspect of your life that carries no meaning other than the meaning that you give to it. And that's really important. I don't know where this thought came in our culture that debt is bad, right? Because if you look at it, our government carries debt. If you're in the US, and I imagine maybe in other countries they carry debt. Almost all the major corporations on some level carry some type of debt. Debt is just a thing, but we as the individual have convinced ourselves or allowed ourselves to be convinced that debt is bad. It's a mark on our soul. Oh, it's so big. We can't handle it. And I use that voice because I want you to start challenging that voice within yourself that makes debt seem like this serious thing that's so bad that it'll never go away and that it's you got to focus on it or it's not, or you got to do this plan or it's not, or right? Let that conversation go, because here's the thing. When you let that conversation go, you open the pathway within you so that you can receive and be open to all the resources you need to make the best decision for yourself around the debt. You may realize, like, hey, I don't mind having my student loans around. I'm paying the minimum. Or, you know, if you're in a payment reprogram plan, you may not be paying any type of minimum. And that's all okay. Just be good with it. I think as long as we hold this perception that we are wrong or we are bad and debt is wrong, we're going to keep having this tug of war with something that clearly is just a normal part of being alive. So I'd like you to see debt as normal. It is not a reflection of you. It does not mean you are a bad person. I know that it can be heavy on your heart, but it doesn't need to be. So I'm going to encourage you to say goodbye to debt in the way that feels good to you, if that's what you're being called to do, but more so say goodbye to the boogeyman that hangs out around debt, because debt is neither good nor bad. Okay. So if you do want to play the goodbye debt game and you do want to welcome in some money around, to pay down a debt. That's the best way I can describe it, is welcome in some money to pay down a debt. I want you to see it like a game. I want you to see it as this thing. I have to do it because let's just say like a creditor is like calling you and saying you need to pay this and blah, 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 right? Like the world's not going to fall apart if you didn't. And I'm not encouraging you to not pay it in any means. But I want you to stop thinking along the lines of, oh my God, my life's going to fall apart. Because as you start to embody the energy of empowerment around debt and seeing debt as just this thing, and it can be a benefit to you, or it can be a hindrance to you, it can support you, or you can choose to see that it's very unsupportive to you. You get to decide. So as you shift your perception around debt, you're going to have more power over it, and you can return to a place of lightness, because that's where all good things are magnetized. If you did want a big chunk of money to pay down some debt, the only place it's really going to come from is from a place of lightness. It is not going to come from, oh, I need to buckle down, I need to focus on, oh my God, I need to work really hard, I got to get it done. It never comes from that place, my friends. So the goal of playing this game is that for it to feel like playfulness, for it to feel like lightness. And it is from that place that you can create really amazing things for yourself. So you're going to choose, if you want to play the game, choose a piece of debt that you want to pay off. Maybe it's an entire balance or a portion of a balance. Doesn't matter. It's up to you. Know that you don't have to feel negatively about anything, right? I keep saying that to you. You don't have to feel negatively about it. And as a matter of fact, I want you to get clear about what all those negative feelings are. What are all the ways you don't want to feel about debt? And decide what is going to be acceptable or not acceptable to you based on your power to choose how you feel. Now, you can choose to feel disempowered, but you can also say, you know what, I don't want to feel that way anymore. I want to believe that all things are working out for my greater good. And I'm going to turn paying this balance down into a really fun game. I'm going to choose to feel powerful over this balance. I'm going to choose to release dread and shame and guilt and embrace that this doesn't have to be my reality. And when I say this is that feeling. The dread doesn't need to be there, right? So at the end of this game, the balance might still be the same, but you feel good about it and you've won, right? You've won from that place. As long as you can get to a place within you where you feel like it's okay. It's okay. The world's not going to end. Life is not over. All will be all right. Then you can come up with ideas. Then you can welcome in more money than you know what to do with. So next, after you get really clear about how you don't want to feel about that debt, then I want you to decide how you want to feel. Maybe you want to feel just peace around it. Maybe you want to feel chill around it. Maybe you want to feel confident around it. Whatever it is, decide how you want to feel. And then actively start working to feel that way more and more and more. Not just about debt, but just start making your dominant energy that of whatever you say you want to feel in general. So if it's confidence, you want to feel confidence in the face of a big balance. It's whatever. It could be a small balance. It doesn't matter the size. It's all the same to the spirit world. But you say to yourself, I want to feel confident. Well, then the next step is to start feeling confident in your everyday life. Start making choices and decisions that make you feel confident. Start believing you're worthy and deserving of feeling confident. Start thinking thoughts like a confident person. Start feeling confident. And I have found the way I get to a place of confidence, it's so basic, but I pray you'll hear me on it. I just stop feeling certain ways. It's more of a stopping of feeling. When I stop feeling guilt and shame, when I stop feeling wrong, when I stop feeling bad, when I stop telling myself that this is the only way it can go, then I open the door to feeling more confident than I've ever been. So play with it. You get to feel however way you want to feel. Then I want you to name how much you want to pay, how much you want to welcome in, or what you want to pay down, or what you want to disappear. I seem to do really well with it just disappearing. Like it gets paid, a credit shows up, it, you know, something, you know, realigns, like, yeah. So, so be open to all the ways in which it can flow in. And you can always ask for a large sum of money that you can use in a lot of different ways, not just paying down the debt. And then, we're kind of back to what you need to let go of. Let go of your limiting beliefs around debt. Let go of your limiting beliefs around what you can earn. Let go of your limiting beliefs about what you can have in your bank account. Let go of your limiting beliefs around the banking institutions. Let go of your limiting beliefs around money as a whole, rich people, prosperous people, people who have a lot, people who save a lot, let go of all those limiting beliefs. I think we judge way too fucking much, right? When we don't know anybody's experience. Then as a result, we judge ourselves because, you know, we really can't do to others what we're not doing to ourselves. So stop judging yourself and get to a place where you feel like it's just going to be okay, right? As you look at those limiting beliefs and you start to flip them around, start to believe they are okay. The number one limiting belief for the sake of this goodbye debt game is that debt is bad. I hope you will let that go. Debt is not bad. Debt is not bad. And there's a lot of different ways to look at it. I mean, let's see, who am I studying right now? Well, you know, debt is neither good nor bad. It's just all the way you feel about it. That's a belief that you can shift. I really enjoy, like, what helped me shift a lot of perspectives around debt was when I started to realize, like, wait a minute, our government has debt. These companies have debt. Like, all these people have debt, and it's totally okay. So why are we going to feel bad about having some debt in our personal life? It could be, I know Amanda Francis has debt is just something that you choose to pay off over time. That could be a perspective you could take on. I would also encourage you, whatever you spend the money on, that you feel good about that. Create a new story around that. If you, let's just say that you had a lot of student loans, or you have a lot of student loans, you can choose to be down on that education. You can choose to think that, oh, you know, it's not worth it. You can choose to see that as a waste of money, quote unquote. Or you can say, hey, I really valued this education, and I know that I am so fortunate to be able to have taken these loans out to cover the cost of it. And I wouldn't be able to have done that if there wasn't some sense of energetic agreement that it would be paid off at the perfect time and in the perfect way. Doesn't matter how you rearrange a limiting belief, just make sure it feels good to you. I think sometimes where people get into trouble is they start rearranging limiting beliefs, and then the belief that they replace it with, they don't really believe that one. But I'd encourage you, particularly around debt and anything around money, that you choose a new belief that feels true and right to you, that makes sense to you. And sometimes you're going to have to borrow, you know, new beliefs from other people, especially if you've grown up in an environment where lack and scarcity and poverty around money was constant. You may not even have another belief you could choose. That's all you know, is money being this negative thing. So it's okay to borrow somebody else's belief. And then as you get comfortable with that belief, shift it around so it works for you. Next, visualize on a daily basis, or imagine on a daily basis, that that balance has been paid off. You can see your statement in your mind's eye and see it now at zero balance. You can hear yourself calling into your financial institution and them telling you the balance is zero, right? Like, many of you could do that right now, hear the automated recording saying your balance is zero, zero money due, right? Like, whatever it is, start to imagine, visualize, sense, play out that that is now your reality. And do it daily. Do it multiple times a day if you are inspired, because the more that you start to believe that the debt is no longer present in your life, the faster spirit can rush in and support you in that process. If you still are telling yourself that this story that, oh, I got to do this and this and this before the debt can be paid off, then that's what you'll play out. Spirit gives you what you ask for. So be willing to ask a more empowering question. Be willing to ask for what you want from a place of lightness. And when I say lightness, meaning you can ask from dark, meaning I'm asking for this debt to be paid off because I feel so much guilt and shame around it. That's totally normal and okay. But given the laws of the universe, when you ask in that way, you will get more things that feel like guilt and shame, right? So be willing to to ask from a place of, yeah, why not? Why not? I can let this debt go. It's not a reflection of me. It's not a reflection of the world. It's not a reflection of what I can have. I just want to do something different with my life. I don't want to focus on this thing anymore. It's okay. I'm willing to let it go. I'm willing, I'm open and receptive to all the ways in which this balance can be at zero. And then you're going to have to take action as you are inspired. So the more that you do the visualizations, the more that you start to speak positively to yourself around debt and this particular balance you want to let go of, you'll start to get intuitive hits, flashes, signs. Someone will tell you to do something. You know, and when I say tell you to do something, it's like a recommendation. I remember I was talking to a man and he had told me, we weren't talking about business, but he was kind of offering, he was self-employed and he was offering some guidance just from his own business. And he's like, well, I would look into that. And just the way he said it, it hit something within me intuitively. And I was like, all right, I will look into that. And it, again, it wasn't like him telling me like, you need to go do this. No, it was just him suggesting. And the lightness around which the information flowed through him was my sign, my personal intuitive sign, that was something that was worth me exploring. And it was a wonderful idea. I'm so grateful for that conversation. I only had that one conversation with him. He was somebody from the past and it was a Mercury retrograde and he had popped back up. So we ended up talking for a bit one night. And in that in the context of that conversation, he said this to me and it was really very transformative, piece of wisdom, you know, but I had to act on it, right? I had to do all the steps. I had to be present for the blessing. So stay open, stay receptive, notice signs. Take action, take action, take action. I can't say that to you enough. Because when you take action, then the universe is like, okay, here's more. And you take action, then the universe says, here's more. And then you take action, and the universe says, here's your manifestation. So keep your heart open. So write it down, what you want to manifest. Debt in metaphysics can often be a sign of unforgiveness. And it can often be a sign of you believe that somebody owes you something, whether it could even be, you know, the teacher I studied said that the energy of someone owing you something might be from a romantic relationship from the past, but it's showing up financially for you. So just be willing to explore all of that stuff and just let it go. Make a list. I'm going to forgive this person. I'm going to release the belief that somebody owes me something. I'm going to let it go, so that I can welcome in all that I desire. And then bless your debt with love, whatever it is. Again, bless it with love. Thank it. Appreciate it. Honor it. Yeah. Be happy about it. See it as Louise Hay used to say, see it as a sign that you are more than capable of paying it back, right? See it as a tool of empowerment. Like, wow, I got this great education. And a great education gives me this, whenever it does for you, however way it makes you feel. You know, don't fake appreciation. Don't fake love. Like, you can always find something to genuinely appreciate about anything, but you can't pretend. And just because you appreciate something doesn't mean you can't ask for and believe and want more than that. When I originally taught this class, I have a mixed response to this next one. Write down the amount somewhere every day, if that works for you. For some people, it doesn't. Like I said, some people are really good at set it and forget it, and it manifests into form. Some people do need to constantly remember what it is. I'm paying this down. I have found that if I just focus on it for a period of time, and focus on it not from this place of stress, anxiety, worry, fear, doubt. Oh my God, is it going to happen? God, it must happen. When I let all that shit go and I just consciously look at it and tend to it as I would anything else in my life, then everything seems to manifest from that place. And And then in these notes, again, I talked about don't get too caught up in the how and the when. You can set a date on when you'd like the debt to be gone, but you never know. You never know. I paid off a piece of debt earlier this month, and it was unexpected and wonderful and amazing, and I was super happy about it. But what I did in that process, so if I was going to walk you through my manifestation process of that, I knew exactly what the amount was. I personally do check in pretty regularly with my balances across the board, whether it be a debt balance or a bank balance. I check in and I keep track of it and I feel into it. And if there's anything that I can do, I will do it in that moment. And I keep it in the forefront of my mind that I'm working on this, I'm releasing it, I'm letting it go. If I have any anxiety around it, any fear, any doubt, any worry, I also let that go. And then I see it as good to the best of my ability in whatever way feels true and natural and authentic to me. Of course, I take the action. I take the inspired action. I trust my intuition to guide me. And then always, without fail, it'll disappear, or the resolution will show up when I least expect it, right? And what I mean by that is it's typically, I don't like the word surrender, but it's when I accept my situation as it is. I accept that I have done the best that I can do. And then all right, so my spirit guides are like, you know the word you want to say to these people. I surrender. I don't love that word, but that's exactly what it is. It's a surrender of sorts. It's not a giving up. It's just saying, okay, this is where I'm at. I've done all that I can do. And then 9 times out of 10, whatever I want shows up like right after that. So keep that in mind. But in that process, what I will say does occur is I let go of all negative charge around the situation. It takes some work. It takes some diligence. But the minute I finally let go of the negative charge, which I guess would be the surrender, that's when everything I want shows up, which totally makes sense, right? Because the negative shit's what's getting in the way of you having what you want. Across the board, whether it be money, debt, anything, it's all your negative shit. And most of it's just made up in your mind. Most of it's just being played out from learned behavior. Once you give that up, that's when what you desire can come rushing in. So you can use affirmations if that works for you. You can use meditations if that works for you. Of course, keep imagining. I find that the imagining, just seeing it in your mind on any level in any way you want, is very effective in the manifestation process, particularly for this game, this goodbye debt game. And then believe it's going to happen. Believe it's going to happen. Release all negative emotions around debt and believe it's going to happen. And be open to making more money than you currently do. This is one I teach. I didn't even realize I've been teaching it for as long as I have. I have a client that's been with me a very long time. She actually took the divine money. And she said that to me recently. She's like, Amy, it's like, I just know I can just make more money. I mean, the woman has practically doubled her income. If she stays grounded and on track, she's going to do $500,000. And when I was first working with her, $500,000 this year, when I first started working with her, she was maybe in the low 100s, 100,000s. And it's just because something in her clicked and said, I can always make more money. Woman of color. Yes, she's an educated woman of color, but she's not doing anything dramatically different work-wise. Like, she has definitely has had some new jobs in that time, but she's like, it got easier. She's like, my work is easier. I do less work. So keep that in mind, that this doesn't need to be this grueling, difficult thing. As a matter of fact, if it is, that grueling, difficult thing is probably working against you. So believe you can always earn more and you don't have to work any harder in the process. And there is always a way to welcome in more cash, always, 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 and be willing to be as creative as you possibly can. and be willing to do the obvious, you know, whether it's, you know, sell some shit in your house or rearrange your budget. I'm not saying restrict, you know how I feel about restricting. Don't restrict yourself. Don't restrict your spending. You just might want to rearrange it. Like, hey, I want to use money in this way because this is really important to me. You don't have to borrow from your savings and you don't have to borrow from your retirement to pay down debt. See those two as separate. Be in appreciation for all that you have, all that is coming to you. Even if you have very little, be in appreciation for it. Feel good about who you are and your place in the world and trust that all is working out in your favor. Well, again, one more message here about letting go of blocks, letting go of blocks, letting go of blocks. And when I say letting go of blocks, it's letting go of unconscious limiting beliefs. Money can flow to you rapidly, but if you're holding a belief that money can't come to you with speed, money is hard to make, then that is what you will create on some level. And then this is a bonus exercise for this money, you know, because I believe in earning more, make a list of 25 ways you can earn more money. You know, so in your journal, in addition to paying attention to this number, believing that that number will be paid and it will be paid at the perfect time and in the perfect way, also start thinking about all the different ways you can make money. Just let your mind go to wild places. You don't have to execute it. You're just opening yourself up. You're raising your consciousness around all the ways in which money can flow to you. And make it fun. Make all of this fun. And notice abundance. This is the last little bit, is notice all the abundance around you. So notice and pick up coins if you find them on the street. I would not pick up a coin. I'm not into that. I think they're dirty. I live in a city, so I would not pick up a coin. But I guarantee you, if I see a coin on the street, I will stop. I will thank it. I will acknowledge that it is there. I will see it as a sign of abundance flowing to me. I will see it as a sign of us living in a very abundant world. Hallelujah. Right. Also, my spirit guides are jumping in there, so we'll talk about it. I'm recording this show the day after Jeff Bezos went into space. I know that a lot of people can have criticisms of billionaires going into space, whatever your perspective is on how you would use your money, and that's your perspective. But let's just acknowledge, wow, somebody is very wealthy. I mean, I think they were saying he is technically the wealthiest man in the world, and he gets to use his wealth and hire people, right, and go into space. And just see the abundance in that. See and appreciate the empowerment in that. I think we get too caught up in the specifics of people instead of looking at the sign, right? So see all of that as a sign of all the abundance that is available to you. He was just a dude. Like, really, if you heard him talk, he's just a dude who had an idea. And he used the resources he had. And while your resources may look differently, I think he borrowed like $300,000 from his folks or something. While you might see your resources differently, you have resources too. We all have the same. I know this is going to sound... Because I am hesitant to say this because so, not that I don't believe it. I just know people get so up in arms about their limitations. They will argue for their limitations and they don't like this perspective. But I've gone to God a lot on this issue. And consistently God says, everybody has the same resources. They may, same amount of resources, I should say. They may look differently. They may be more, they may appear more accessible given where we are in our culture for certain people, but we all came with the same amount of resources. So use them, be creative, and don't let anybody make you feel bad. Everybody gets to do it their own way. Just the same way that you might be judging a billionaire, you're probably judging yourself too. So just stop all that nonsense and just let money come in your life. Let it flow into your life. And then you get to use it however way in which feels true and right and natural to you. So let go of the judgments, let go of the negativity, let go of making yourself wrong, let go of feeling bad, let go of judging other people, let go of judging yourself, let go of all the garbage. And embrace that you live in an abundant world and notice abundance everywhere. So pennies on the street, notice luxury cars, notice, luxury vehicles, notice someone who's well-dressed, notice. So here's the thing, what I've been playing with lately is I love Ina Garten and her husband. And when you see them together, they're like the cutest little people ever. And they're so funny. And they, I'm pretty sure they actually do shoot the show in her home, or one of her homes probably. And it's just such a vibe. And so I'll put it on mute. I'll put episodes of the Barefoot Contessa on mute while I'm working throughout the day, because it just gives me an energy of wealth. And what's so interesting about the two of them, they're both independently wealthy as individuals. They've been together for years and years and years and were together at a very young age. I think he's worth $120 million and she's worth like $40 or $60 million, might even be $80 million now. And but they still feel so down to earth. They feel so genuine. They feel so true and aware of who they are, right? And so for me, that feels like wealth. And so just playing that in the background of my life, just seeing those images puts me in a different state. So that is my suggestion, what I'm doing in my own life to connect to the energy of abundance. There are probably tons of ways for you to do it in your own life. And I want to encourage you, while you're playing this debt, goodbye debt game, that you tap into the energy of abundance every second that you get. You are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. You are capable. You can have anything that you want. Just be willing to ask. You never, ever, ever, ever have to feel bad. You never have to feel guilt. You never have to feel shame. Just trust yourself, trust yourself, trust yourself. It's all working for your greater good. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for an intuitive coach, please consider my services. I read energy and well-versed in all things metaphysical. I have lots of practices to help you shift your energy so that things can flow to you easily and effortlessly, so that things can manifest into form rapidly, so that you can see all that is possible. It's like my client when we start working together, and she'll say this to me all the time. She's like, Amy, I never knew I could do what I am doing now. And it feels so easy. Like, I'm working with you, I've just discovered all this ease around money. I've discovered all this ease around what is possible for me. And so I want to help you. I want to help you create your prosperous life. So if you are ready to go to the next level, maybe you want to start a business, maybe you want to build your dream life, maybe you're ready to manifest the partner of your dreams, maybe you're ready just to live in the vibrance of your well-being, I would love to support you in that process. Please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. If you enjoy this program, please consider signing up for my newsletter. Go to the front page of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com and you sign up. And every Wednesday and Saturday, generally, I will send you free intuitive messages for all the people. I tune into the energy of all the people that would open that email, and I prepare a message for you. Did I forget anything? No, I think that's everything. All right. Until next time, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. You can say goodbye to debt. Make it a fun game. Name it. Believe it's possible. Release all your negative beliefs around it. See abundance everywhere. Do your part. Take inspired action. Stay focused on it. Believe it's going to happen. Expect it to happen. And then before you know it, that debt is gone. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.